Rugby League.
98.9 FM live.
You know what I mean?
From the 2021 Murray Carnival.
Rugby League, make me scream.
Okay, it's Danny Tees Johnson out here at Murray Carnival. As well as the football, there's a whole host of activities going on around health. And today we're talking about education. I've got a couple of legends from QUT here. Can you start by introducing yourself and who's your mob?
I'm Angela Barney-Leach and I'm the Pro Vice Chancellor at QUT. And my mob are the Wappaburra from off the Keppel Islands in that's just off Rockhampton.
Very tough country up there.
And you, monkey?
Yeah. So my name is Cheg Eggert, and I'm from Yuggera, Goorumpul and Cubby Cubby country.
Now, you both work at QUT. Yunky, you're the elder in residence. You're the Pro Vice Chancellor. Look, a lot of us blackfellas have been to uni. I've been there and done it. Probably one of the best things I've ever done in my life, actually. But what's the messaging? Why are you guys out here at Murray Carnival?
I think QUT is a pretty unique university in that we really want to engage really well with the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander community. So a couple of years ago, we said, you know what, let's just do it. Let's go out. And one of the things I really love about the Murray Carnival is there's kids and there's families and there's cousins and aunties and everything. And we thought, you know, this is a good place for us to say to the community, we want to create a space for you at the uni. We're with you. We want to walk alongside community. We don't want to study community and that sort of thing. We want to actually say, we're part of you, mob. And, you know, come and talk to us if you want to go to uni, because we are you. We've got a great unit that will support you, who do really, really well. We've got great retention rate. And so we just want to be here, have some fun, have a chat to us, and talk about going to uni.
Yeah, no, it's, I actually struggled a lot at school and with education, so I was very daunted by university, but once I got in there and the support I had from staff and students was sort of helped me a lot. But what about for you, Uncle? Why should us black mob go to university and what's the benefits for us?
Well, the benefits is that we can get our degrees or whatever we want to get. For me, I mean, I'd started my diploma of teaching back in the 80s, and so once I got that, I just went back to community. Yep. And the story's still the same today, you know. So some of our mob are studying, but the only thing they want to do is take all their skills that they've learned at university back to our mobs, so our communities can move on, you know, and empower our community, because that's what it's about, you know, because one of my other jobs is at the Murray School, and that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to empower our community to deal with issues themselves, and getting our students to come to university is a part of that.
One of the good things is you don't have to get the degree and then go work for a white company, or you don't need to go work for the public service, although you can if you want, because it's up to you what you want to do. But the skills that you learn at a university can help your mob back in your organisation. So for me, I'm the secretary of the Wappaburra Land Trust, and a lot of the skills that I learned at uni I use there and helping our land trust. And it's, you know, we're going through native title at the moment, and we've got a few people there who've got degrees on our applicant group, and it's really helped us in that, because we've got someone who did law who's on it. So it's not just about going out and earning good money, although you do earn better money typically if you've got a degree, but it's also about how do you support your mob, how do you support the community, and you can do that if you have a degree.
Yeah, so, you know, the message is pretty clear there, isn't it? You can really upskill yourself in terms of education and academia to help your mob fight the good fight that's going on in the communities. Now, you guys also have about 1,000 mob at your university, so you must be doing something right in terms of recruitment and retention, because we do see a lot of blackfellas go to uni and then drop out, a bit like footy teams. But you know, you're doing something right there, and can you sort of elaborate on the feel of the uni?
The university itself, in the last 2 to 3 years, decided to, they needed to engage with our mob, specifically Yuggera and Turrbal people, but also the broader mob within Brisbane. And so it's our jobs, me and Angela's jobs, to make sure they start implementing that, and we have a sustainable plan that's just not going to be here for 2 or 3 years, but it's going to be here for this generation and the generations following. So hopefully, in not this generation, but the kids, their kids' generation, when they go to uni and they learn about us, it'll be implemented right across the university.
So one of the key things is that we've actually developed a campus to country strategy, which is how we make the university more inclusive of Aboriginal culture, particularly Turrbal and Yagara culture, because we want to be a university of our place.
Yeah.
So we've developed a whole strategy about what the university should look like, down to what colours it should be, the colours of country, and who should do paintings where, and, you know, and we have to give the traditional owners, the Yagara and Turrbal people, kind of like highlight them and use their art and use them rather than, you know, I want to say generic Aboriginal people, but, you know, like, I'm Wappabara, this is not my country.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, so I got to...
It's got to be culturally right.
That's right. So we're looking at that, and as part of that, we've built a new student unit at Calvin Grove campus.
Yeah.
We're building, refurbishing a whole new one at Gardens Point, as well as establishing our Indigenous Research Institute, which is headed up by Professor Peter Anderson, an Aboriginal man. So it's things are happening at QUT, and it's really quite exciting to be there. And I think if mob come in, you'll feel good. Our staff in the Ujuru unit are really, really supportive. Watch out for our science. That is going to be amazing coming up. We're really looking at how do we embed Indigenous perspectives in science. Yeah. We're bringing on an Aboriginal guy who's, I won't say his name because he hasn't started yet, but I...
Oh, nearly got an exclusive. Nearly.
But he is an Aboriginal science curriculum expert. And so these are the type of things that we're doing because we want white fellas who are at the uni to engage. You want them to think, you know what, I want to engage with what's happening in the black space. And so that's part of our strategy as well. So it's a real holistic strategy that's happening out there, because we don't want our kids to get a lot of support while they're in the Ujuru unit and then go outside and it's just the same old world out in the rest of the campus.
Yeah.
So we have to change the rest of the campus as well.
You might make me want to re-enroll back into university.
Yeah.
Hey, might have to give you a call. Just before I let these go, Unky, is there anything you'd like to say about university just before we close?
I mean, did I think that... I mean, I've lived all my life on the south side of Brisbane, you know, and did I set foot on QUT campus before I become the inaugural elder in residence? No. Did I ever think that I would be there doing this role? No. But I am, And as I say to not just to our Indigenous students, but to all the students, I am the only residence for this QUT community, because it's not the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander students we got to get to. It's the broader students, and especially international students, and get that word into them so they can then... Because what I talk about when I do graduation ceremonies and I talk to the students before they graduate is yous are advocates for social change. They don't know what that is, but that's what we got to try and put into them, you know? Yeah, that's all I want to say.
So come on down to the South Pine Sports Complex.
Say hi and watch some great footy for this 5-day event, the 2021 Murray Carnival. Yeah.